I wanted to discuss today a very important, very severe avera that I think somehow in our dar we've come to a very low level of appreciation of the severity of this avera. And that is the avera, it's one of the tarryag mitzvos, to not embarrass somebody in public. Publicly embarrassing somebody, the Rambam counts as one of the tarryag mitzvos. He learns it from the mitzvah of giving somebody musr. What does that have to do with embarrassing anyone? Well, the Torah, when it says you have a mitzvah to give somebody musr, it says, you should give your friend musr. But don't get an avera in the process. Don't get an avera in the process of giving them musr that you could embarrass them while you're giving them musr. And the Rambam says, if the Torah needs to tell us, don't embarrass somebody even while you're doing a mitzvah, giving them musr. You have a mitzvah to help your fellow Jew. Try to set them straight, get them on the right path. And even while you're doing this very chashuv mitzvah, the Torah tells you, don't embarrass them. Certainly, kal v'chomer, there's a very grave avera to embarrass somebody when you're not in the process of doing a mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that this avera of mal b'nei chaveru comes from the mitzvah of onas dvarim. You can't hurt a person with words. Either way, they agree that it's one of the tarryag mitzvahs. One of 613 mitzvahs is you may not embarrass a fellow Jew in public. I think if you think about it, you'll know what I mean, that it's something that people have become very lenient at that. Especially in today's day and age where it's so easy to do things publicly and hide behind your computer, behind your phone. And people, for some reason, don't recognize the power they wield, that they're able to so easily say something that reaches so many people, and it can affect somebody and make them feel very bad about themselves. It's such a serious avera that Chazal learned from this week's parsha, from the story of Tamar, as follows. Tamar was caught and being hauled off to be killed because she became pregnant. She was waiting to do Yibam, to get married, and she should not have been married to anybody else at the time. And somehow she became pregnant. How did that happen? And Yehuda didn't realize that she is the one. You all know the story, that she was the one who he had slept with. And instead of saving her life, she risked her own life and didn't say, actually, it was just Yehuda. Instead of embarrassing him in public, she said, here, send these to my father-in-law and let him know these are whoever these things belong to, that's the person who it was. She was ready to give up her life before embarrassing another Jew. Chazal say, from this we see, it's better a person should throw himself into a fiery furnace before he embarrasses somebody else in public. Is that literal? A lot of the Rishonim say it's mamish literal. We learn from Tamar, not just Midas Chasidus, that she did something extra credit. She was so wonderful that she was willing to do this. Tosfos takes this very literally. Tosfos takes it so literally that you're supposed to give up your life before you embarrass someone. He has a kasha. He says, if you're supposed to give up your life, one second. Why isn't this included in the mitzvahs, the cardinal mitzvahs that you're supposed to give up your life for? We said there are only three mitzvahs that you're supposed to give up your life for. Why isn't this listed as another mitzvah you have to give up your life for? Okay, that's not beferish, and the pasuk Tosfos says, therefore it's left out. clearly Tosfos is taking this very literally, that you are supposed to literally give up your life before you embarrass another Jew. Rabbeinu Yonah also seems to take this very literally. He says, he lists this as one of the subcategories of the three averos that you give up your life for. There's this concept of abizrayhu, of these averos that relate to the three mitzvahs. Right? There's arayas, you give up your life for arayas, but there's also abizrayhu arayas. There's subcategories, sort of lesser arayas that you also need to give up your life for. And he says, you have to give up your life for murder. This is a subcategory of murder that you have to give up your life for. From these Rishonim, it sounds pretty clear that they take it very literally. Other Rishonim disagree. Achronim talk about it. But let's keep in mind, there are Rishonim who say that this is mamish literal. You don't want to play games with something that's a suffix, chiyuv misa, at least that much, I think we could all agree. According to Tosfos, many of you should be giving up your life before you embarrass somebody in public. This is clearly something very severe that we should all be very careful about. Now, I like to caution people to when they're trying to figure out if something's going to embarrass somebody. There's something I've tried for years now, many of you have heard this from me over the years, to get across. And that is, when you point out something that somebody feels that they're different in a certain way, I'm not embarrassing, I'm just pointing out that his left ear sticks out funny. In a different way than everybody else. Oh, your left ear sticks out. Just pointing out something different. People are self-conscious about things that are different, that they feel they are different than everybody else around them. So even if you are listening to this and saying, oh, I wouldn't do that. I don't embarrass people in public. I wouldn't go cyberbully, make fun of people, post embarrassing images of people to in my yeshiva that will make them embarrassed. I wouldn't do that, chas v'shalom. But there is a finer inyan here that I think everyone could be aware of, and that is pointing out something that is different about a person can make a person feel very embarrassed. Now, is it malbin b'nei chavero, that their face turns white? Is it that high level of embarrassment? I don't know. You don't know either. Let's just stay away from embarrassing people and play it safe instead of putting ourselves at risk of being over this very, very severe avera. There's another story in this parasha that I think also, to me, was always a very powerful message about caring about fellow Yidden. And that is the imagery. I sit and imagine Yosef HaTzadik sitting in the pit, crying out to his brothers and asking them, please don't do this to me. And the brothers are later generations, we were told, held accountable for not listening to the cries of their brother, Yosef HaTzadik, sitting in the pit, crying out to them, asking for help. This image has always struck me, this very powerful message. Here you have most of Klal Yisrael ignoring the pain of a fellow Yid. How often do we do this? How often is there a Yid in pain and we do not properly care about it, do not properly pay attention and try to help a Yid lift him out of the pain that he finds himself in? Are we, chas v'shalom, still falling into the same trap, the same avera, of not fully, properly worrying, concerning ourselves about another Yid's pain? That's a scary thought. And when I hear about a Jewish person not getting the help he needs, not getting the love he needs, he deserves, I often think about this image. You know, where is Klal Yisrael? What are we doing to help this person so that we are not, again, leaving a Yid in the bottom of a pit screaming, crying out for help? and just not paying attention to him. It's our achrayus to worry about our fellow Yidden. Not to say, that's him, he's different than me, I don't care about him, he's not my friend, he doesn't like the same music as me, he's not as cool as I am, he's weird. He's a fellow Yid, we have an achrayus to care. And certainly in yeshiva, there's so many opportunities for us to mess up chas v'shalom and do things that could hurt another person's feelings. Certainly we need to be particularly careful about what we say and how we look at somebody. I can't tell you guys how many times I hear from somebody, either directly or from their parents, because they heard about it, about somebody whose feelings were hurt. You don't know how easy it is to hurt somebody's feelings. Oh, well, they're being overly sensitive. Everybody's sensitive, okay? No, nobody's just, I couldn't care less what people say about me, what they think about me. I couldn't care less. Nobody doesn't care at all. You need to assume that people care. The other practical point that I would make about this inyan that's very important for everyone to realize, when you say something and you point out something different about somebody, or chas v'shalom, you actually make fun of the person, and they laugh. We so often say, well, they laughed about it, so obviously they're just in on the fun, and they think it's okay. I've heard this a million times. I didn't hurt his feelings. He was laughing. He obviously didn't really care. Anyone who has ever been in this situation and is at all self-aware knows that that is the human natural reaction when one is embarrassed, is to try to make it look like you're not embarrassed and act like it's okay by laughing. But really, that itself is a sign of discomfort. Oh, and they join in on it, and they joke about it themselves. Yes, they're trying to pretend that they don't mind, but of course they mind. The fact that somebody laughs, joins in, continues talking about it, keeps making a joke about it, is zero indication of the fact that you did not just embarrass the person, they don't mind. You should always be machmer. It's a suffik deraisa, not just a suffik deraisa of a mitzvah, tziharig val yavar, possibly, to make a comment, give a look, say something that is going to hurt somebody's feelings. You cannot jump to the conclusion that just because they're laughing, participating, they don't care. That is absolutely a false assumption to make, a wrong assumption to make. And you guys know that here in yeshiva, we're very into this. We work on this a lot. We work on being careful with each other's feelings, being careful of how we treat each other, appreciating that we're one big, happy family, as I always say. And I hope that we can all, Mirat Hashem, take the Musar from Tamar and work on this and not do things that could even possibly embarrass someone, like posting pictures that might look funny, but they laughed about it. They even made pictures too. Those sorts of things, you're risking being over an avera of the highest order. It is not worth the risk. Mirat Hashem, we will be zocha to reach the madrega of Tamar and her concern for all of our fellow Yidden.